Well, let's take a few minutes now, Robin, to acknowledge Deflategate, mm-hmm. the controversy over whether the New England Patriots intentionally deflated footballs in their blowout playoff win against the Indianapolis Colts on Sunday.
I think the word you're looking for, Jeremy, is cheating. Did they cheat? And while the NFL gets to the bottom of this, we've got questions for Only a Game's Doug Tribou. So, Doug, first of all, why would the Pats cheat? I mean, deflate a ball. Why would they do that? Why would someone do that?
Well, it would make it easier to grip, and therefore it makes it easier to throw and catch. So it would give some advantage to the quarterback. And the precision is so required in that position now. The throws have to be just right. It's a very much a feel thing. And that would be the advantage there. And couldn't we have named it something different, like the air affair? Does it always have to be gate?
Well, here's the other big question. I think a lot of people who play other sports may wonder this. How does it work with the teams providing their own footballs?
Well, this has sort of been a revelation of this whole thing, that each team provides 12 balls for each game. When there's bad weather, they provide more than that. Each team will bring 24 balls. And there's differences between how the balls are treated. They're checked by officials, but then they're put back into these bins. They're marked so that other balls can't get into the rotation. The official looks at the ball every time they use it. But there are different balls for special teams, because kicking a ball that was inflated differently would mm-hmm. be a different issue. So it's a surprisingly complex process.
And if you wanted to deliberately deflate the balls, you'd have to get around all that. Has ball tampering happened before in the NFL?
Well, there's all these other things that are coming out now. You know, Minnesota and Carolina played a game where it was 12 degrees, and they were warned by the NFL not to heat up footballs, and they did it anyway. The Fox cameras caught them heating up the balls, and the NFL said, "We warned you, and we're going to warn you to not do it again next week." So there's all kinds of sort of ball issues.
Well,
here,
we could have Inflategate, because Green Bay Packer quarterback Aaron Rodgers says he likes to use overinflated footballs. You'd think they'd bounce more, but that's what he'd like. Look, let's face it. The Patriots have a reputation for cheating. The team and coach Bill Belichick were fined a total of $750,000 in 2007 for videotaping the defensive signals of the New York Jets. That was Spygate, now Deflategate. Your thoughts? Is it legitimate?
Well, I think it's fair to say, hey, we want to know that everything is on the up and up when these games happen. And it's all of this sort of trickery and these little things sort of distract from the quality of the game. It is worth noting that the Patriots beat the Colts 45-7.
So note it's not that again. Like, why don't you note that again?
So it's not like that game's outcome was in question. But I do think you don't want to be talking about rules violations heading into the biggest sporting event of the year.
Listeners in Indianapolis and Seattle, you may weigh in at our website, hereandnow.org. Doug Tribou with NPR's Only a Game. Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.